Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game ball. If not, I'll go ahead and give the young fella mine.
Nicely done, yeah.
55-yard field goal. He has now kicked in four games. Three of them have been very successful. His audition, whether it's for Washington, perhaps, or somewhere else, is going well. 55-yarder was in the tougher end of FedEx Field to make field goals, and he drilled it through the uprights.
Yeah, after a sack, the sack of the game where they lost 15 yards on it, turned a 40-yarder into a 55-yarder, drilled it.
Only sack, as you said, for either team, by the way, in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Carlos in Alexandria. Close. What's up, Carlos?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Hey, Danny, or Grant, I think you're underestimating the Minnesota offense just as a way to start out here. I think they're the eighth or ninth ranked offense in the NFL. They're not bad. But I give a game ball to Kirk Cousins for this reason. One, I think he had a couple superb throws yesterday, but the other thing is every week he gives a mediocre team a chance to win, and every week he stands and takes all these questions about whether or not he should be their quarterback or whatever. He's a good quarterback. And the gasser I would give to the Redskins draft over the last 5 or 10 years, no two teams in the NFL show the difference between good drafting and bad drafting as those two teams yesterday. You had Anthony Barr, you had Sendejo, you had Harrison Smith that were high draft picks, but then also you got big contributions from these lower, including their entire receiver core, lower draft picks, and the Vikings just have them all up and down their starting lineup, and the Redskins don't have it.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thanks. They are, as of this morning, ranked 8th in yards per play. I thought they were closer to 15th before the game. I could be wrong about that, but I think when you go out and have the game that they did, your numbers jump up.
Yeah, like, as an example, 10.5 yards a play, that'll help your average.
Their red zone percentage right now is good for 15th. They were one of the worst red zone teams in the league a couple weeks ago. And coming into this game, I don't think they were in the top 20. So they climbed several spots yesterday. Now, it's the average of the course of the season, so you could say, well, over the course of this many weeks, they are 8th. That's true. I just think when Case Keenum's a quarterback, you can't let him look like he did yesterday. He torched you. Carson Wentz, a number 2 overall pick, coming into his own as an MVP candidate, getting the better of you, I'll live with that.
But making superhuman plays. You could not have made it easier for an NFL quarterback yesterday.
Here's
the thing. We trash these guys, but he's an NFL QB. Any NFL QB, the 32nd out of 32, backup quarterbacks for more than half those teams. There are 50 guys on the planet yesterday who could have done similar things. You saw what happened when Case Keenum faced the slightest amount of adversity. You saw it. He's a disaster. That's the difference between him and a Carson Wentz. If you don't face disaster, if you have clean pockets all day, give your receivers time to run scot-free, and anytime you try to plug one hole, you got something else that's open and available, that was easy pickings for anybody yesterday. People want to celebrate Case Keenum. I will not stand in that line. I'll go, good for you. You earned it. You took what we handed to you,
right?
Because we couldn't get anything done against you. But goodness gracious, you saw it. He Case Keenumed multiple times in that game. Should have had 5 interceptions.
Yeah, and he threw 2 bad picks, and he kept the Redskins in the game late. Ultimately, he was who we kind of thought he was going to be. You're just giving them way too big of a cushion because you didn't give yourself a chance with how you started the game on defense, which DJ Swearinger said post-game, I thought, eloquently.
5 of 6 possessions resulted in touchdowns.
By the way, the offense came out and went straight down the field 7 for 75. They led 7-0. Get the ball back to them up 7-0 with all the momentum in the world, and let's see what happens. Instead, Minnesota gets the ball. They have a 51-yard pass where Josh Norman got beat like a drum. They have a 15-yard run where no one touched a running back until the secondary. 5-play, 75-yard drive later, you score a touchdown. That drive could have gone for 1,000 yards before they got a stop, it felt like. Luckily, the end zone came first. Then, in the second quarter, 3 drives of 75, 71, and 23 yards for 3 more touchdowns. After having the ball 6 times, the Vikings had 5 touchdowns. Only one of those on the short field turnover. The offense turned the ball over yesterday 1 time. Now, I know that you could say, well, it was a big one.
It was.
It was huge. I agree with you. But against one of the best defenses in the league, That's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You're going to turn the ball over.
And it was an opportunity.
Force a field goal. Figure out a way to not give up 35 points after six drives and 35 plays of having the football.
Yeah, that one, hey, that was bad. That cost you. And this is what we end up having to talk about. It's not fair to ask this of a guy that's not a superstar. But you basically right now need Cousins to be a superstar. And he's not. And it's not fair to ask him to be that. You see what I'm saying? Like, he had to be perfect. That was an imperfect play. That was a bad play. It was kind of the nail in the coffin. It made it too hard for them to come back. But goodness gracious, outside of that, four of five drives resulted in touchdowns. Four of the first five drives, marches. Easy. Less than three minutes.
Right. Take that one
away. Walking down the field.
Take the short field away and just clear out your eardrums for a second and listen to the fact that Minnesota went 75 yards, 75 yards, 71 yards, and 72 yards.
With ease. With ease, Grant.
Case Keenum. Adam Thielen, no Dalvin Cook, by the way, Latavius Murray, and Jerick McKinnon.
Just running halfback dives. Nothing fancy.
Damian, D.C., you're on the fan.
Yeah, just wanted to give my game ball to Swearinger for the hustle play and setting up the offense for an easy score. But the gas has to go to the front office. You guys touched on it, the lack of the team to be able to balance offensive talent and defensive talent at the same time, the failure to identify, balance, and retain this talent within the confines of the salary cap is a big reason this team is continuing to struggle. And can you tell me, who is the GM right now?
Well, the GM technically is Doug Williams, I guess, at this point. Eric Schaefer, Alex Santos heavily involved to do a good job, but I think the closest thing to a general manager they have is Doug Williams right now. Thank you for the phone call. It's a good one. And to your point on evaluating your own, my point is you could still have a good defense paying a quarterback $24 million with the salary cap what it is now. People haven't updated the fact that the cap is huge, and so it's the equivalent of paying a guy $20 million a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They just see here $24 million and think of it as this bigger number when percentage of cap is what matters more. But the fact is still correctly, when Eric or someone calls in and talks about money, if you would have evaluated quicker and you were paying Cousins $20, that is four extra million that could be spent on two other starters somewhere.
That's the benefit. That's why rookie quarterbacks that play like veterans are the best value in the world of anything.
Kirk Cousins is live on Grant and Danny at 11 o'clock every Monday. That's next on The Fan.
Operation Less Fat, it is still ongoing. I'm a graduate of EMP 180 Weight Loss. My pal GP has dropped about 70 pounds himself on this program. They're expanding. They've gotten themselves into a new location in Rockville. Our friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss will help you be healthier, GP.
Danny is a graduate, as he told you. I am not, but I'm still plugging away. My lifestyle changes still continue thanks to EMP 180 Weight Loss. I'm eating a little cereal on the program right now. Got a bar for a snack today. Got a little salad for a lunch. Probably do some grilled dry rub wings at some point and then have a little animal protein and some vegetables for dinner tonight. Just sticking on, not a diet, but a lifestyle change. EMP 180 Weight Loss. You got to call them today and get in for a consultation.
855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Schedule that consultation today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.